we're not sure that on this subject,
asking, still I don't know what they shall do.
Buddha, quickly ask. Because this prayer will pray as it was. That's what I'm doing. Do you get my point? Wait, I didn't say you start that. You know what I mean? Are we good?
Yes.
So I said, the prayer that God made before me to fulfill all that you have destined me to. See, I want you to take that person, that prayer person, in this sense, that because you have prayed for him, this guy will know this. That's the key that you are pressing in this matter. That I, as a believer, a child of God, I have prayed for play that God will make room for play to fulfill all, excluding none, all that you have destined him to be. It's very clear. Now that's the prayer. I'm praying for the prince of God. But I want us to pray this with understanding. But I also want us to pray fervently in tongues. Do you get my point? But that's the understanding you should have. Do you get my point? Do you get my point? Amen.
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 That God should be good for my brother. Fulfill all that God has destined him to be. Shall we begin to pray? I want you to pray out loud, pray out loud, pray out for your brother to Lord your nation. Pray for your brother, pray for your sister. Pray. Say that God, make room for my brother, make room. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Deliver us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you that adversity wouldn't have power over this cross. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you that barriers are taken away, limitations are taken away. They are taken away. We make room to make room for everyone here and those that are not here. We make room for them to flourish. We make room for them to flourish. We make room for them to flourish. We create a special room for them. Jesus, they excel. They excel. They excel. They excel. They will. They have. God, God has given them the room to squeeze all that we have been doing. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I see you, you wake up one morning, pah! I'm 40. Pah! I remember before I gave my life to Christ, so me and my friend, we went to Game Center. And there's one woman dead, only young, one woman. That was going to Game Center. The old man came up. I will probably guess then, I think it was, we're probably maybe 12, 13, 14. But then, I guess then, the man was maybe like 5. Then, we struck with us. No one is knowing. No one is knowing. 10 years after, me and my friend came up to ask you, because both of us had left that street. Then we are also going to school. And we are also giving our life to Christ. So I mean, it was like a sweet story for us. So we're not even back there. We're not so human.
It's one of the most popular book
And if you can find it, if you need to read it, meet any of the pastors or ministries, and you'll get one. I need a job. And there's another one also, welcome to what's happening. But I think almost the whole thing is a bit more popular than so when we hear purpose driven life, I mean a life that is driven by purpose. Chica, who are you going to? It's not. Let's just see what's happening in the atmosphere. Oh, I want to take a stroll to burn some calories so that I can exercise. That's purpose. Let's just see whether you are here. I'm not sure. Your leg can start walking now. See, when I was much younger, you were sending errands. They are fighting, everywhere they are fighting, you see that. That's what the life is about. If they are fighting, before you know it, you have not from here to the same field to get to market. You have trained, you have followed people, you know what they are doing. You have followed people to the doctor. Before you know it, you have gone to the shoot. True trend. And I'll be very, very practical with you today. We are spending 99 with him saying, that life is not working. I'm serious. See, your life cannot work that way. You can't be carrying your portfolio 9 o'clock. You have resumed to game center 9 p.m. You close. Office. It's not working. That life is not working. And you say, talking in here, because that life is not working. And look for what I said. God desires that your life starts working. You know, like I gave the example of just putting it through. You can be purposeful even about that. That's true. You know, it shouldn't be mentioned again amongst us that we are in this at this age. Not because of the age of, but because of the power that is made available. That's why you should have 40 years old man. In fact, see. That man, he will still be 60. And he's still saying, man, you jump. Then, or if you start pushing him, maybe when he's going to walk his feet, he'll be 50. But you see, a man can live a purposeless life just without a vest. I mean, a man can live on earth and be a Christian. I'm serious, there are a lot of people on earth that their lives are not working. So, don't think everybody's life is working. There are people on earth. One plus one is not possible. It's not matching. I'm serious. Maybe when you hear stories of people, you probably have people are going through stuff. It's not just necessarily people are going through stuff. The foundation of a lot of lives is not even there. So people see that you still appreciate time. Okay? It's not necessarily because you have money. You can still be worse. And don't value time. Do you hear what I'm saying? Like, I didn't just while away time. Now, when I go, I'm not managed to go. You can see me 60. A 60-year-old man is wasting life. I'm serious. See, the only day you would now think about all those things is when the person on the deathbed. I think psychologists gave an analogy of what happens in 30 years. I don't know how to describe it. He said, when someone is about to die, person has a lot of, there's always a lot of spike in the person trying to remember and think about the things they've done in the past, whether it was a good or the ones they wish they did or not. But they always say that people when they are dealt with, they are very thoughtful. I mean, sincere thoughtful is not fake. I mean, they think sincerely. You know, wish, oh, someone can think, oh, I wish I went to church. A lot of journalists think they also wish to give their life to Christ. Because most at some point in time they preach to everybody in their life. They find themselves in their death. So just wish I was trying to teach Jesus thing. I wish I went to church. Just so you can see. So a lot of people, that's the only place some people always wait to have a wholesome thought. Well, what we have done. But God doesn't want you to get to that point. Before you start saying, how I wish I went to school, how I wish I met a fellow, how I wish I God desires that now we start living false. See, it's not true, it's not strange. It's sound, It's not true. I mean, some of how would I mean? Two of them. It's not like what did they do? What did they do? No. Do you know the reason why it's not true? Do you know the reason why? Can you tell me why? Who knows where you should learn that?
Why is it not true?
Yes, why is it not true? Even in the place of skill, you have to be concerned about it. to be pious. Some of you for him to do.
Well, I'm gonna
that says, we cannot raise bold. Because, see, we need to be that God has made. And you pick best in all the streets. But you guys, see, if you are thinking that God will show what is praise on that mediocrity, I'm looking for a lesser word. I'm thinking mediocrity is a bit. Is it not lesser word, sir? Being average. Because even some of my being average, you know, people have said that I think average is the best. You know, you can score A. And so you have to be bold in your purpose. See, let me tell you something. Purpose is not a sequence, or it's not a sequence of what you see around you. Let me give you an example. All of us go to jealousy. Let me jealousy. No, you got jealousy. Do you know what they call jealousy? You don't know the word you mean jealousy. What did you say? What did you say? Oh my God, let me come back. Yes, you see, a lot of them rest at home. Well, now you are to show it's fresh. Now, first can be all of us. Some of us were maybe at home, maybe that's our father's parents. But some of us crash again. Yes. Then we had that marriage. Parents were running up and down. Oh, my child go to school. My child go to school. Even though they're not ready to go to school. Giving me big bad. Now God was watching all of us who that speech, we started talking primary school again. Primary school, primary 1, primary 2, primary 3, primary 5, primary 6, primary 6, secondary school. Now let me tell you, immediately after that secondary school, you need to start living purpose aggressive. What did I say? I said immediately after what?
Secondary
school. Now, why did I say immediately after? Because the liberty you have at that point. Actually, it starts being endless from that point. So, I put a balance. So, that means if you are still in secondary school, you have to finish that one first. Don't let anybody say that. That's it. I said, immediately after when? Secondary school. But to get that balance. You have to be careful. Actually, what I'm going to say is true. You know why? Even to become a president is immediately after that secondary school. What he does, after the school, after all of them can be with the young become president. And you know, join the military. And he became military president, military president, head of state. Now, see, you know, because when we become military, head of state, I think it was, I think they said it was age 30, when he did that, around that age. He has started hiring that thing, probably maybe after a very, very younger age. And so he, you know, to even say he wants to go to the highest office in the nation, secondary school, close it. See, for all of you that have done the secondary school, my message to you. Start living life with purpose in mind. See, for those things in school, start praying God, what is the purpose? What is the purpose? Start learning purpose. You hear what I said? Purpose I mean? Yes, we. Start saying, God, what is the purpose for me? What is the purpose for you? Don't stress, don't struggle, don't fight, don't do anything. Don't say, I have no purpose for you. You may not. God, what is the purpose for you? What is the purpose for you? But Ebenezer, no, it's not the same. It's God. We are going to today. See, he can wake up and carry back and go to school because that's the order of the day. For you, it's God. How are we fulfilling purpose today? And so, you will have to be bold about all that God has written concerning you. See, guys, if you're living purposefully, you will most likely not have issues with it. Because you are focused on you. Now, the reason why you have time to see what somebody else is doing well is because you don't have, you are not focusing on your assignment. See, I have told you the last time, the last time I got sick ever was the day before I gave my life to Christ. Let me tell you what, let me tell you what. I don't talk about anything. You can ask all my friends. You can't set up a transition for another person if you can't pray about it. Because how do I account for that time for the vision talk? Like, how do I say we have used 4 hours to finish it? If you can't pray about it, or you could not pray about it, it's not even worth it. And so it's even the type of conversation we have. No, one just come, how do you see that guy? Oh yeah. I mean you cannot come. I've never and I won't and I can't spend time on gossip. It's not possible. Like I've used that too. Myself that gossip is not a worthy cause. That's the way I have to help myself. It has not become a lifestyle. I'm sure I can't remember when somebody's mind has interested me. That act. My mouth is scratching. Let's do this. I'm serious. You might probably be thinking it's not possible, but it is. See, when you know that your time is to be spent and spent on what God has called you to be. You feel so there is no possibility. You need to spend 5 minutes to talk about what you should talk about. Amen. And so the righteous is as bold as a lion. And that boldness is required even in the place of a feeling cause. The boldness is required in the place of feeling purpose. If we have to know that we can feel all that God has desired and has written concerning us, we can. Chica, we can. See, like I said, see, it's not what likes that. See, if you go to social media, you know that many likes are not okay. I don't think that there's not even a trend out there. Normal simple extreme patients. Actually, like normal, like your own not strange. The normal behavior is foolishness. I'm serious, the normal behavior now is foolishness. And if you don't tell yourself that you have already been taken out of this madness and God has separated you. So that you can feel purpose. There are people who have to enjoy your job, or you don't have goodness to do what they are doing. Probably they see you, or you like what they are doing. Or, that is in school. This is how it should be. Listen. is a teenager that likes fashion. Or what do you mean that is into fashion, boutique, or boutique? What's the industry? Don't ask what I'm saying. You can write my English in your English now. If you like to see how you pass, but you have to use it.
I love you.
I'm just serious too. It's just to say, who are you? Because if you think that devil has not invested in this age group, you are deceived. How many of you are familiar with NFTs? Have you heard of that? Non-fungible tokens. So, what do you mean that? But you know, the people that are eating food in that place, they are your age group. Now, God says, who is the teenager that I will reveal my glory through music?
Money. Don't say that.
subscribe. I'm not serious. See, I thought my own channel were the height of. I thought we are the height of the Yahoo. When we hear Yahoo news, me, I thought I was the height. At least we have done issue up with this one. That's really nice. I never imagined that we can even have what we're having today. And so, guys, see, that we need to tell ourselves that we need to be the person we need. Is it Unit K? Somebody else? What is worthy again for them to make us become the onlookers of those guys? Because whenever anything is trending, we know what is trending. We've never seen anything good trend before. See, if you want to be naive and see, you don't know what trends. You are serious. What trends in Nigeria here, particularly here, are? And so if God wants to make a statement, how good? And did you know what would be like? We are not clean. And yes.
Never been your adversary.
Yeah.
You
say, stop. I wrote it down four times. See, like the tool of the formula capacitor. See, that is the formula itself. That even it is printer. It is not smooth. It's just bookie. Jam is not. It's not in the week. It's not even in the first leg, second leg, third leg, fourth leg, fifth leg. It's not even surfacing. Because it's not as if you write the exam, there's a default script of those in between. No. You get my point. See, anything that is still within your control, it cannot be your adversary. You're passing jams in your hands. It's not your adversary. It's what is not in your control. For instance, the jam will not be your adversary because you can't go and fight in that sort of area. It's really not your control. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying, yes, sir? And this is what you're going to say right in my life. Yes, and please, anybody that has that opportunity to send out, please send them out on that mission. Because that gift is from God. If it's not from him, if it's not a gift, which one should be able to make it? Buy it. And before you know, it's looking like a thread of kerosene.
Very wrong.
very desire. But strong way, God knows it. Your own is not that. God only knows what you do. Yes. People who are bad, they can't do that. You know, they don't know what's happening. People see. This is what I'm saying. This gets a really good thing that people will not have to get. Like you'll be looking for a solution. Providers. See, that's how we're doing it. You want to figure out how to do that. That's it. I know that you have a problem. And it's not that I don't know myself, I know markets. I don't have a personal brand. I don't like when they look at personal brand and say, when they're thinking, look at this. Just mean, what a position I have recognized myself as. When you just come to the problem, I say you have a problem. That's what I tell you. I tell you, you have a problem. I tell you, Esther, now the reason why your tradition is failing here. You have a problem, but the problem is this. I didn't know you had a problem. So that when I estimate the beat,
this one is learning music. This one is learning. This one is learning. This one is learning.
within her are their principles. So they already need to life. The intentional purpose. The goal of purpose. See, as we have prayed, God has made a room for you. God has made a room for you. God has made a room for you.
Amen.
God has made a room for you.
Hallelujah.
God has made a room for you. You need to know about purpose. See me, you are not, see, you know that I said see. You mean that that's not fair. See, your natural thinking should be that I'm only doing things that are focused. I am only doing the things that are focused. Purpose, focus. Now you are engaging God. You are looking at hope. God, what would you have me do? What would you have me do? What would you have me do? God has made you for us. Let's pray. Thank you.